On this episode, I talk with Jay Hennessy, a producer from Berlin, Germany. You'll find him on Instagram at Jay Hennessy. So let me just pull it up real quick. Fucking J-A-Y-H-E-N-N-E-S-S-E. So he produces. Fucking, he'll do beats. Anyone that needs beats, hit him up. Yeah, so if you want to support the show, patreon.com/TheAidenFerrin Show is a great way to do that. You can find a link in the show notes. Yeah. Hope you're having a good December. All right, here's a track by Jay called, excuse me, by Jay Hennessy called Bells in the Air. Enjoy the show. Thank you. So, oh fuck, I gotta plug this goddamn light in.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Let me get my headphones.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, Berlin.
Wow, you're from fucking Germany.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. How's life in Germany?
I guess not much different. It's cool. That's cool. What to say. I mean, yeah, Berlin is pretty cool. It's pretty intense. Cool city.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty good.
So, sorry, one second. Okay. Yeah, sorry, I just had to check something.
All right.
I'm gonna turn off the Wi-Fi on my devices to save Wi-Fi for our call. So you're from Germany? I think I'm half German. I think my grandparents were from Germany. So that's cool. You know, a lot of white people, right? A lot of white people in Germany?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, yes.
Actually, yes. Ooh, man, coffee. You like coffee, bro?
Of course I do. Every morning, you know. What time is it at your place?
2:14.
It's like, cool.
How do you tell time in Germany? Do you use like military time?
What is military time?
I don't know, like, man. Like, you know, 14 o'clock, 22 o'clock.
Yeah, we do. Actually, yes.
You do?
20 o'clock. Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's how we.
Oh, dude, I was joking. You guys literally. So.
Yeah. Actually, yes, it's kind of weird. So it's 20 o'clock right now in Germany.
Wow. So 5 p.m.
8 p.m. actually. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Right?
Well then, 8 p.m. Oh, exactly. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, 20 o'clock. Exactly.
Dude, that's fascinating. Why do you think, why do you guys tell time like that?
I have no idea. I guess that's a culture actually. It's like, I mean, we've done it since ever. Kind of ever. Hmm. And
do most European countries do that?
Actually, I have no idea. No clue, actually. I guess the French guys do it as well. But like Spain or something, I don't know, actually.
Well, now that I think about it, when I check, like, I watch Manchester United play. That's the only time I watch TV, really, is like UFC or watching soccer.
Yeah.
So whenever I look to see the time, like, you know, so I can make sure not to miss the game, it always says in military time. So it'll say the game is at 15 or the game is at 22 or 22:30. And then I always have to like do math in my head. So I guess they do it in England. And if they do it in Germany and England, maybe it's like everyone.
Actually, we do both. Like it's not only 20 o'clock. It's also like 8 p.m. We say 8 p.m. as well, but not as often as 20 o'clock.
Dude, that's bizarre. That's fascinating. Yeah,
that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Kind of complicated as well, but it's
it is complicated.
What it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, say I love to make music in German. Say that.
Ich liebe es, Musik zu machen.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of cool. Yeah, people say German sounds very, like, rough, right?
Rough, yeah. I know.
That's what people...
I mean, I don't feel that way, but I know you feel like that. It's like...
I mean, I don't know if I feel like that. I just know that that's the stereotype, right?
Yeah, I know. And it is kind of hard. Actually, yes.
Not as hard as Russian,
music,
though.
Actually, it's cool as the music voice. It's like, If a German song
It's
plays,
good.
it's pretty hard. It's there. Yeah, the rap is much harder over here. Also,
German rap.
like not harder, but like it sounds harder. That's a thing. It's
Yeah.
not like the guys are cooler or like more gangster, but they
Right.
are actually it sounds
It
harder.
sounds harder.
Yes, of course.
Huh. I think I know what you mean.
Sometimes, of course. I mean,
What's a good German rapper?
a good one.
Yeah,
Oh gosh.
do you
I
know?
mean, I don't like German rap actually. I'm
Oh.
like I only hear English music actually. So I could send you a link later. It's like, yeah, something like Bowser. I don't know. I would send you a link later. Bowser's cool sometimes. Everybody is in hype with 187 Straßenbande. It's like 187. It's like and actually Snoop Dogg did a video to them and said like, hey, let's do a feature to them. So that's pretty cool. So we're kind of international now.
Oh shit, kind of
But it's
international.
not my vibe. It's
You know
pretty
what? Here,
hard
I'm gonna try
street
to put my
rappers.
computer up higher.
Yeah.
See if that's a little bit better because this fucking thing. Sorry. I got all this bullshit at my fucking table, such as my
Yeah.
Tito's, beautiful Tito.
I
Do you guys have Tito's in Germany?
actually don't know. I never tried it actually, so I don't guess so.
Okay, well, see, I like this better.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like this a little bit better. Yeah, let me get this light so it's not blocking that. So, yeah, what are we talking about? Oh, vodka. Do you drink?
Yes, I do.
You do drink.
Of course, I do.
And when you
Yes.
drink, what do you like to drink?
Gin most of the time. I love Bombay. I drink Bombay all the time. Like, yeah, gin.
Bombay. Is it the
That's it.
name of gin? The name of a company? A
Yeah.
brand?
You don't know Bombay?
Dude, I'm like a little kid. I don't know shit.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Bombay is pretty big deal.
All I know is Tito's.
Wait, I
Ink.
have a bottle.
Ooh,
Wait,
you got a bottle with you. Damn.
yeah. Look at it. I mean, it's empty.
Ooh, oh yeah, okay, I've
Like
seen
this
that.
West Side rappers
Dude,
all drink
every
Bombay.
time I drink gin, it
Yeah.
tastes so bad, dude.
Really?
Yeah, bro, it
I
tastes
know. It's
terrible.
kind of harsh. Harsh tasting, I guess, but I like it. It's my vibe.
Yeah.
Like with bitter lemon or something. Ginger ale. Gin is.
Dude, I think I might be feeling my hat
What's
today. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I think
Try
my Angry Orchard hat's coming back. Oh shit, it's back. It is back,
it
ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I might even put my computer back down. Let's see if that works. Damn, dude. So, okay. How long have you been making music?
Kind of complicated, I guess. I started like when I was 8 years old or something with playing guitar, and it was always my vibe. And then I had a long time where I just played guitar and did nothing else. And then I started in school, like 8th grade or something like that, with making music on my computer. And I for school actually, so I did a school project. And that was like 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago maybe. And I let it slip a little bit. And right now I'm back like since a year or something. So since a year I'm doing it pretty hard with some friends. We just sat together and yeah, do rap music, some hip hop music, R&B shit, all that. So since a year is pretty accurate, I guess, like really pushing it forward. Yeah, since a year.
And what do you focus on? Do you focus on like making beats, or do you rap, or you do both?
It's like I started producing only, and I did some beats, instrumentals and shit. And I always wanted to have a voice and actually rap or sing on a track, and I never did it. And then I started doing it. since like half a year or something like that. But I'm not quite confident with my own voice and shit. And I have some artists in my crew, and they are big. They will pop up, I guess. And so I'm mainly doing beats, but I actually doing voice things as well. So I sing as well, I rap as well, I write as well. Yeah. So I'm doing a
Cool.
little mix thing. I want to be an artist, not just a beat maker, but an artist.
Right. But what do you prefer? Do you like rapping?
Of course I do. I love the possibility, yeah, to find my own words for something that is in my head, actually. So just to focus on myself and my thoughts and think about what do I want to say, what do I want to tell, what story do I want to tell. And that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I love rapping, definitely.
Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Of all time. Oh, what a hard question, actually. Right at the moment, I like Jonah Lucas, actually. I think he's pretty cool, he's pretty dope. Of all time, I guess Eminem. I mean, that's basic answer, but Eminem's pretty cool, pretty dope.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
That's
yeah,
a
I
good
guess I would
one.
go with that. I go.
And it's funny you said Eminem and Joyner Lucas, because the what's that track on Eminem's new album with Joyner Lucas? What is it called?
Oh, I actually don't know what track it is, but I
But
love it.
you know
It's
the one I'm
a good
talking
track.
about.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, dude. I think that's the best song on the album.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I
Joyner
guess so.
Lucas, he's the best part of that song.
Yeah.
Joyner
Like
Lucas has the best. Sorry?
those double time kill the beat of like what was it, Mask Off from Future. He killed that beat on YouTube. You know that remix.
No.
So here sometimes Jonah picks a beat like from famous rap songs like 21 Savage, Bank Account and shit, and he completely destroys the beat like double time. That's crazy. I mean, seriously, it's pretty crazy. You should listen to it. It's great. Holy crap.
So by future.
This is the beat is from Future. Yeah, so the Mask Off beat. Mask Off, you know Mask Off?
Mascot B by who? Joyner or Lucas, you talking about?
Mask Off was the beat, and
Yes.
Jonah just remixed it. Like he
Oh,
took the beat
you were
and killed it.
yeah, man. I like when Lil Wayne does that. Lil Wayne's
Yeah,
like the
as
king
well.
of
Yeah.
mixtapes.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is great as well. Yeah, didn't
Yep.
mention him. Yeah,
Did you
he's awesome.
hear the Dedication 6?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh my God, that was good, right?
Like that XO Tour Life remix was awesome. That was
Ooh.
fucking lit. That was with Baby E. Nobody knows Baby E,
Dude,
but
that is a good song.
pretty
The
good, yeah.
Bank Account remix is great. Five Star with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
Lil Wayne
as well.
kills that track, dude.
Yeah, it's
And that
kind of
was
unique. It's,
that an
yeah.
original? I think that was an original song, wasn't it?
What?
Five
The Five
Star?
Star? It
Yeah.
was Rockstar from Post Malone. Rockstar, wasn't it?
Oh, of course.
That was the
Oh,
Rockstar
of course, yeah. Dude, I'm
remix.
retarded. Good thing I'm talking to you. I
Yeah.
would have made myself look like a fool right there. Well, I guess I already did. So, what else was good? Oh, For Nothing. That was my favorite song. Dude, Lil Wayne, just Lil Wayne on the beat. That's an original beat, right? For Nothing.
I guess so, yeah.
100,
Yeah, I
yeah.
guess so.
Yeah, 'cause I'd never heard it before. But
Yeah.
yeah, bro. If people haven't heard that, look up For Nothing by Lil Wayne. It's 5 minutes of straight bars. He doesn't even take, there's no chorus. There's
Yeah.
no like breaks. It's literally 4 or 5 minutes straight rapping. And I love that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, man. So, okay. So like it's 8 p.m. for you.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. What did you do today?
Had a dancing lesson.
Dancing lesson. Ooh, what are you, a ballerina? What are you doing? Hip hop dancing?
No, I'm doing break dance actually, and
Oh.
I'm teaching kids how to break dance actually, just a little
Wow.
bit, like, but it's pretty fun. I love it.
All right,
It's
I'm gonna
cool.
take a shot to break dancing, because
Take a shot on me.
I'll take a shot for what's your name again?
And It's Johannes, but I go by the name of Jay O'Hennessy.
J.
Just,
O'Hennessy.
yeah, it's like Hennessy, like, what's that
Right. Yeah.
called?
Yeah. Exactly. Is that water you're drinking? What is that?
Yeah, actually, yes. I'm having
Oh, fuck.
it. Cheers, buddy,
Oh, that
cheers.
is not good. Dude, I don't like that. I don't like the taste of that bullshit. But compared to like cheap vodka,
That's
oh,
awesome.
compared to cheap vodka, Tito's is actually fucking great. It's really good. It's what do they make it out of? They make it out of corn, so there's no gluten. So for people like me who are allergic to wheat,
Oh, you are.
yeah, man. I think a lot of
Tough, tough
people,
life, I guess.
no.
Nah, this isn't. I
No,
mean,
it's not tough. I
nah.
mean, I can't eat pizza, I can't eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's not the end of the world.
Of course not. Of course not. But
Yeah. In Germany, is that a popular cultural trend? People avoiding bread, avoiding wheat?
totally not. Totally not. I did it. I did it like once or twice, and everybody was totally shocked when I told them, like, oh, wait, you're skipping carbs. They went totally crazy because
What's
that's
not
not a
even
thing.
carbs, bro? Carbs are fine.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, it's like, and that gluten thing isn't even a thing in Germany as well. It's like, I have a friend who is actually allergic to wheat as well, and everybody's like, how can you even live? So it's like
Yeah.
kind of crazy.
Why? Is it because in Germany it's so normal? Like bread and stuff is
Yeah,
just
of course, yeah. It's
you
like
eat it every day.
every day, all the time. That's pretty popular.
Yeah,
With
man.
bakeries like all over the place.
I know, dude.
Everywhere's
It's fucking,
bakery.
it sucks. Like, I can't. My dog looks so cute right now. Oh, I have to show you guys. Look at that fucking dog. Roxy. 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 Yeah, dude, my dog's hilarious. She'll sleep on a bed and put her head on the pillow like a human, you know?
Nice.
It's
Yeah.
like she watches and learns. Yeah, man. Roxy, get off the couch. Roxy. Good girl. Get the fuck off the couch, you stupid dog. See that thing? She looks like a fox. See that?
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of
Cool.
bizarre. I don't even know like what breed she is, but probably some kind of a something. Carolina dog, I think, is what it is. For you dog nerds out there, I think it's a Carolina dog. What's up, Roxy? So, I just took a shot, so I'm feeling pretty good. Bro, do you, how old are you?
Guess.
21.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually 21. Yeah.
Okay. So, is drinking age 21 or is it 18?
No, it's 16.
16!
It's actually 16 because we in
Wow,
Germany,
dude.
cool. Now it's like beer and wine is from 16, and like vodka and all that liquor is from 18. So, yeah.
Wait,
It's
so
kind of
they
weird
think
that
vodka is more.
that's the culture because we love beer in Germany and it's like a culture and it's actually allowed to drink when you're 14, I guess, with your parents.
No,
Yeah, so
dude, what the
you can drink at home
fuck?
actually. Yeah, that's kind of weird, but it's like our culture.
I think it
So
makes sense.
yeah, kinda. I
No,
mean,
it does, because, like, if your parents want to give you a sip of wine at dinner.
yeah. It shouldn't be illegal, like, yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't be
Thanks.
illegal. That's fucked up.
True that,
Yeah, man. So, okay, 16 drinking age. Fuck. So is it normal that kids, like, when they turn 16, it's like, ooh, yeah, let's drink.
yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
kind of. It's crazy.
But in America, when you turn 21, I mean, I don't know. Everyone talks about, like, maybe America should just do that, like every other country, like 18, because that way when you turn 21, you don't like act like a retard and like drink way too much because you're
Oh
inexperienced and shit.
yeah. We had some with some guest students over here who were like 17 or something, and they get totally hammered. Like, two beers and they were completely gone. It's like, that's kind of hard because you have no experience with that and you just drink one or two beer and you're totally hammered. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, bro. It is funny, man. Do you think it's good for the government to make rules about what we can eat and what we can drink?
Oh, we go into politics now.
Of course.
I don't know, actually. It's kind of bizarre, I guess, to say we're a free country and shit, but you don't allow somebody to do something to his own body. Like, it's that's not pretty free, I guess. And I don't know. I mean, I guess there are things that should be illegal, but not like in my, I mean, in Germany, weed is illegal, like pretty hard illegal. Like you can't smoke over here, and that's kind of fucked up, I guess. And there's actually no reason for that, but I.
Yeah. So, what happens if you get caught with weed?
It's different. The biggest thing is actually if you get like caught with it, you get a, I don't know how I should describe that. It's like you get a mark. It's like you have something like a prejudge, and you won't get a job actually. So I will be an engineer one day maybe, and I won't get a job when I get caught with weed. That's like
Wow.
they won't hire you if you ever got caught with weed. They won't. And that's pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Wow. So
So the rest is like, yeah, you have to pay something or have to, I don't know, clean up some buildings or something. But actually, to don't get a job in my future isn't worth it, actually. It's not worth it. Yeah.
So what's the situation? Like, do kids in Germany smoke weed anyway and they just
Yeah,
try
they
not
do
to get
actually.
caught?
They do. I don't actually, but they do. Yeah.
Is there can you is it possible to get like good quality stuff?
Oh, actually, yes, I heard about that. I mean, I have no idea because I actually don't smoke. I just don't want to do that because it's like risky. But I've heard like there's pretty much the percentage of THC in that weed is way more. Is way higher than the ones that you get in the legal countries, because like the black market is like rolling over the country with big percentage of THC in the weed, and
It's rolling over the country
it's
with a
actually
big percentage THC.
it's actually like that. Like
That is funny, man. So it's like good, it's good. High quality shit.
it's like yeah. Yeah,
But you don't
actually.
smoke because it's too risky. But if it wasn't illegal, if you couldn't get in trouble, you would
I
try
would.
it, right? And you'd probably smoke it.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
I mean, it's way more healthy than that alcohol shit.
way more. And
Yeah.
so there in that way, the German government is kind of, it's weird that that we still let governments make rules and tell us what we can eat and drink,
No.
and smoke. Same thing, whatever. Dude, it's insane. It's like 2018, and we try to be so respectful to people who are, they're just so crazy that they're a guy, but they're like, no, I'm a woman in a man's body. So, okay, so you get surgery, and so now you become a woman. You do crazy surgery, now you change from a man to a woman. And we're like, yes, of course. That's
Yeah.
natural. Yeah, you have to be respectful to them. You can't stop that. You can't say, no, you can't get the surgery. No, come on, let people. It's a free world. Let people do what you
Yeah.
want. But when it comes to just a plant that grows out of the fucking ground, people still are like, yes, it makes sense to like put you in trouble for smoking a plant. People
Yeah.
make no sense. In Germany, is it the same thing in the US where it's like very politically correct? Like you don't make fun of transgender people, like you're very respectful, same thing. Is
Yes,
that a trend in Germany? Are there people who do that surgery?
yes, of course, of course, of course.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
of course they do.
Is
But
it less common or more common, do you think, than the US?
less common, I guess.
Mm.
I would say less common actually, because we are like a bit more conservative with all that.
A bit more conservative. So Germany's a bit more conservative. Oh, froze up. Now you're back.
Be back again?
So
Okay.
Germany's
So,
conservative in every way.
no, just a bit more conservative, not like that much, but I don't know. I mean, everybody respects who they want to respect, and some people do, some people don't. But we don't have as well those big transgender, I don't know, stream or whatever that's called. That's like we don't have that big. It's like some people are, and some people fight for it, and some people like, especially in Berlin, but it's not that. I mean, everybody's nice to them, everybody's nice to each other actually.
Of course,
So we
of
live
course.
along with each other like that, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess my point was, it's just weird that we're, we let people do certain things and other things which are way less crazy, way less radical, way less bizarre, like smoking weed, for example, is still illegal. It's like, even young, kids like us, young stupid, like we're stupid, we don't have much life experience. We can clearly see that the rules of the world are like, there's no consistency. It's like,
Yeah.
how are these rules, like why are these rules the way they are? It's fucking insane, dude.
It's kind of, yeah, that's conservative actually, I guess. I mean, it's
Dude,
like
that's why I'm in New Jersey. Weed's illegal, and I don't give a fuck. Smoke that shit. Smoke that shit, son. Come on, dog. It's a free country. So, if you could live in any country in the world, okay, let's say you're rich, and obviously you have a house in Germany, because your family and friends are the. But if you could buy a house in any other country, in any city, in any country, what city would you live in?
It's like pretty mainstream. My answer would be LA, I guess. I would
How
live, yeah.
dare you? Such a boring
Yeah,
answer.
it's,
God.
but
Why?
me and my best friend always said like, hey, we moved to LA once. At one point in our life, we want to live in LA, and that's like not forever, not because it's that cool or we'll get famous there or something, but like I've never been in LA actually.
Hmm.
So I actually don't know, but it's like the dream. It's like a, yeah, that would be the plan, I guess. If I ever get that money, I would come to LA. That,
And because why?
I mean, I love the USA actually. I went to Miami. I've been to Miami, and it was pretty awesome there. It's like kind of like a different vibe to Europe. I mean, Europe is cool, but America is like way more big, way more. The people are more open, actually. I don't know if you can
More.
feel that
More, the
like that, but
people are
it's
more
like that. They
open.
are.
Like, what do you mean more open?
Yeah, it's like freeze. It's like more often that you have like a spontaneous conversation with somebody you don't even know, with a stranger or something like that. And that's so in Germany, everybody ignores everybody. It's like nobody talks to you ever when you're on the street. That's pretty cool for me because I don't like people normally. But it's like big experience for me to get like talked all over from an old guy at a coffee stop or something like that, just because I was there. Like, hey, weather's good outside. And like that's for a German guy, that was completely surprising and was like, hey. But I like that. That's a cool vibe. It's not, yeah, that's pretty awesome. I don't know. We don't talk to everybody in Germany. To anybody, we don't talk actually. We talk to the people we know,
Really?
to people. people we have to know, but we don't talk all the time. Like, no,
That's
we're not like
funny.
that.
So just
I
you
just
focus you focus on work,
like,
on your job. You focus on being productive.
yes, pretty much.
So what's Germany's number one economy?
Cars, I guess. Yeah, cars.
Okay.
Should be right.
So Audi, Porsche, BMW.
Yes.
What else? What are the other
Benz. Benz.
Mercedes-Benz?
Bentley.
Jesus Christ. Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW. Damn, you guys have
That's
all
pretty
the nice
awesome, right?
cars.
Yes. That's
Wow, that's
actually,
crazy.
yeah.
When you really think about it, that is insane.
Yeah.
Porsche, Audi, and Mercedes, right there. Porsche, Audi, Mercedes, BMW. That's basically in America, if you're a successful person, you have one of those cars.
Yeah.
100%.
And it's pretty cheap in Germany, actually.
Really?
It's
Okay, so like
not like cheap, but more cheap.
cheaper. So let's say like a
Cheap.
new, like a Porsche Cayman, let's say a brand new Cayman. I think it's like 55,000. The cheapest is 55,000 in the US. So what would it be in Germany?
I'm not a car person. I have no idea, actually.
Oh,
I've
okay.
actually,
Just cheaper. That makes sense because you don't have to ship it in, import taxes.
Exactly.
Wow. So, dude, do you like that? What's your favorite car? If you could have one car, one German car, which car would it be?
Actually want to have a Mustang, but that's not a German car. I mean, Ford
Ah,
isn't,
okay. So
but I
Mustang's your favorite car.
want to drive a Mustang. I don't know what type, but a Mustang. It's like,
How come?
have no idea, actually. That's just my preference.
It just
It came
seems
like
like a powerful American car.
as yeah,
Dude, let me tell you
maybe.
something. Let me tell you something. For the amount of money you spend on a Mustang,
Yeah.
it's the best power to dollar ratio. So you could get a Mustang for I think $35,000,
But
which
only in
is
US.
oh,
It's
is it more expensive in Germany?
a bit. It's not like that hard, but yeah, a bit.
I wonder how much more expensive. Fuck.
It's like I looked it up, like I get like 40 starts at 40, I guess.
40 euros?
A thousand
40,000
euros.
euros.
Yeah.
So that's probably like, yeah. Wow, that is quite a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So that's funny, man. Americans want German cars and Germans want American cars.
Yeah, that's
Is that pretty normal? Is
weird.
that is that
Maybe it's just me, but yeah, everybody wants
No.
thing they don't have, actually.
Ye exactly. Everyone wants what is far away. Whatever. Even animals. Like people always talk about I always hear people talk about like do you guys have squirrels in Germany?
Yes, but not in Berlin, actually.
Oh.
Quite often in Germany, but not in Berlin. Berlin is
Really?
too big for them, and they like we had like I don't know what that thing is, but there are like red squirrels and black squirrels, I guess. And all the black came and destroyed the population of the red squirrels, and now they're both gone. I don't know why that was like a big thing a few years ago. And I guess we got them from America, actually, so they get shipped in like that. And they had an overpopulation over here. Now there are no squirrels anymore in Berlin, like
So
in other cities sometimes.
overpopulation and then
Yeah, then they,
opposite.
yeah, exactly. Like
That's
they all
weird.
died. Yeah, that's like, I don't actually know why. Maybe because I have no idea.
Is it possible
But
that there was no food available for them? There's too
yeah,
many
that might be
squirrels, no
possible.
food?
Yeah, that might be possible, actually. Yes,
Or
no idea. Just,
disease too
and
much?
the city's getting like less and less green, and that's been a problem for them.
Oh, less trees, less
Yeah,
forest.
exactly.
Okay, but in Germany, in Europe, you guys do have squirrels in
Yes.
general.
Yeah.
Are they native or did they get shipped in?
The red ones, yes, native.
Native, wow. Yeah, dude, squirrels fucking dominate. It's fucking funny, man. Like, We think, humans think that humans dominate. We think that we're the most controlling, the most powerful on the planet. But I don't know. Do you believe that?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. I think we're pretty powerful on the planet, of course.
Dude, I was
But
thinking about dogs the other day, how
yeah.
dogs, my dog, I think dogs might manipulate people. Because think about it, we give them a free house, we give them free food, free medicine,
They might be the most intelligent species.
free hospital. They get everything. We treat them like, we treat them like
Better
gods.
you, like better human.
Oh yeah, no, we treat dogs way better than any human.
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. And it's weird. Like, what do dogs do for us? They give us, they're kind of just like happy to see us, and like they bark. They kind of protect us a little bit. Not
Yeah.
really. That in this day and age, they're not protecting us from other tribes. But I guess like, yeah, is dogs a normal pet in Germany?
Yeah, for sure.
Our dogs.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Everyone has a dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
German
I
Shepherd?
mean, yeah, for example. But I don't have a dog actually, because my mom is allergic to that dog hair shit, and I've never came across a dog, like came across having a dog. Yeah. But it's okay for me, I guess.
It's a lot of
It's
work.
yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Like going for a walk, like 4 times a day or 2 times a day, what is it? I don't
Well,
know.
relax, bro. 4 times, that's crazy. Yeah,
No?
two
Two
times a
times,
day is good
okay.
enough. Yeah,
Okay.
but dude, I don't know, man. I think I might have to smoke a little bit of weed. Ooh, I'm gonna take another shot. All right, so
Have
all you guys listening,
some fun.
anyone listening at home or whatever, who's able to take a shot, join me.
I would drink water with you.
Yeah, drink some water with me. Let's drink to, let's pick something to drink to. Let's drink to independent artists.
That's all right. That's awesome.
There we go.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, vey. God damn, son. I'm actually being more dramatic than I have to be. It's really not that bad. It's pretty good. Okay, so you started make what do you think about like music right now? Just the rap game right now. Like, what are
Rap game
your
shit.
thoughts?
It's like I'm not one of that persons that would say like oh, that new school is destroying the rap game or something like that. I won't say that. It's like the diversity of music became way bigger than it was like 20 years ago or something like that. It's like way more influence of R&B, of that whole electro autotune stuff. And I guess that's pretty cool actually, because they're also still like old school type rappers, like I don't know, Logic dropped the Boom Bap album or something like that, or J. Cole or something like that. But I also love the new stuff actually. I'm totally okay with that autotune stuff. I don't know, it's a cool way to present yourself, I guess. And it's I do it myself sometimes as well, so it's that's pretty decent. Like somebody like I don't know, Lil Uzi Vert or something like that. Yeah, that's cool. Sometimes it's pretty cool, sometimes it isn't. It's like so the diversity is way bigger than it was, and that's a good point, I guess. Actually, it's a good point most of the time.
And
Yeah.
do you have an opinion on all these rappers who are just acting crazy and getting a lot of face tattoos just to get attention? Do you like
That's a
that, or do you think that's kind of stupid?
I mean, my opinion is actually let them do whatever they want to. Of course, they can do that if they like to. I won't say it's like, I mean, I don't like it myself. I don't want to do that, or I don't want to go in that direction, but I mean it's okay. And the most problem there is actually the kids who support them as hard because they have face tattoos or because they act stupid or violently or something like that. And that's a big deal, I guess. That's the problem. Not the guys who act stupid. The guys who like the guys who act stupid, that's the problem.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So, dude, do you ever try to collab with American artists? Do you ever try to do that?
It's on the way, actually. Yeah, it's on the way. We had some messages, yes. Some
So
people
what
from
what's
LA.
I'm sorry, what's your main thing? Do you is your main thing writing lyrics, or is your main thing like
Main
producing
thing,
music?
producing is the main thing. It's like on my Instagram, it's only beat. So far, I guess there are two or three projects with a voice on it. The rest is only instrumental. And that's the thing I enjoy most as well. But I will do every kind of stuff that comes with that music because I want to be like an artist, not only like, wow, he's the producer, he's the beat maker. I want to do a full scale of things I can do with that music because I love that music and I want to do everything with that. Also, the engineering stuff and shit. Yeah.
So, on your Instagram, there's no photos of yourself, really.
No, this
So,
is.
when you upload a beat, damn. So these are all beats? All these videos, they're all
Yes.
beats?
Yes. Actually, yes.
And, wow. And do you, are these for sale or for lease or free?
Actually not. I considered it and I will sell them at one point. I mean, I just at the moment I want to do it because it's the most fun thing to me I can do. And it's like my hobby, it's my passion, I want to
But
do
you want
it.
to be an artist. You
And
don't want to just
yes.
sell beats and be in the background. You want to actually
Yes.
be your own
I will
artist.
sell beats one day, I guess. I want to sell beats, of course, because it's a good income. But also at the point, I got some messages in the past, and they said like, "Hey, can we buy your beats?" And I was like, "No, sorry, you can use them, and you can have them, and I will produce for you, but I won't sell them because I don't feel like confident enough with the work I did. Like, it's not like I want. If I sell sometimes a beat, I want to have it perfect, clean, like." The best I can do, actually. And the things I upload on Instagram are like, yeah, I don't know, the pre-form of that. So it's like an idea that comes to my mind when I have like, I do a beat and I'm like, okay, I want to do it like that. Sometimes it's lo-fi, sometimes it's trap. I do everything that inspires me comes together and I just upload my idea like that. And at some point, I will continue to do it more perfect, but I don't know. I wanted to sell perfect beats, not like those who I made like to the point
But do you
where I'm
think
at.
that maybe that's just an excuse that you make for yourself?
No, I actually want people to use it,
Because
and I love
no one
people
ever
using
gets,
it.
no one is ever perfect.
No, it's not like that, but I know what to do to make them perfect and to make them sellable like that. But I just focus on finding my spot at the thing. And I'm trying so much things with that music and I haven't found my way yet, I guess. And I will sell them at one point and I will like when I'm like, okay, I found my way, I want to do it that way, and then I will upload them and sell them. But from now on, and as well, I got my squad, like my crew, and they are always repping on my beats. So it's like they will buy them like at some point or already use them. And that's at this point enough for me. I don't want to be one of that, and I want to grow a bit more before I start selling beats because I don't know, nobody wants a beat from like a 2K buddy who starts making beats like a half a year ago or something like
Right. So
that. I
what's your
want to
plan for getting more followers and becoming more famous? Because that seems
Yeah,
like that's
actually,
what you want right now, is to grow.
I'm trying to do, like normally I try to upload daily and try to connect with people, like talk to people like you or something like that, and just yeah, try to get some more attention, catch some attention. Yeah, just be active on that platform, like texting somebody, so hey, your shit is crazy, I love it, and they will check your shit out. And it's like, I want to connect to people. I want to upload daily most of the time. It's pretty hard to do a beat like every day, but I want to do
Really? Every
that.
day?
And
Is that
yeah,
possible?
actually, yeah, I'm doing beats every day,
That's
but I
crazy.
have to like I have to get out. The output should be a 1 minute track that I can upload then every day. And that's pretty harsh, but I try my best, actually. I'm going
So,
for that.
wow.
So I'm doing it every day, all day. So that should be possible, actually,
So, are
yes.
your beats 1 minute long? Are you just.
No, that's just a part for Instagram.
Okay. So, if people listening to the show want to work with you and they DM you and say, can I use your beats? You're open to that?
All the time, of course. If they're cool, if they talk to me, it's all right. Normally, it's all right. Yeah.
Okay. And what's like a like what producer is like most similar to your style?
Nobody, I guess. I got my completely own style, I have to say. It's like, because I got, I don't know, I'm just doing what I want to do. Sometimes it's going more like in that direction with the lo-fi train, and I'm doing lo-fi, and sometimes I'm doing trap and hard trap or old school hip hop. It's like, and that's what I said, like I don't actually found my way yet, and I will proceed on that. And yes, so I'm doing all the stuff I want to do. So that was pretty important to me, because I want to be free as an artist and not a copy of somebody. Yeah. Yondo Beats, you know Yondo Beats? I don't know. That's pretty inspiring for me, that beat maker, but I won't say it's like
Bro,
all my
your
beats are like Yondo Beats.
the connection just really got bad. Do you have
Okay.
do you have other windows open on your computer maybe that are using up data? Is that possible?
Actually, be good. Wait a second. Wait a second. Let me try something. Okay, maybe it will work better now.
I
Okay.
don't know, it still says.
Maybe it's fine now. I hope so.
Okay, so you can't compare yourself to anyone.
No,
But
I
are
won't. I
you,
won't.
you
No.
won't compare yourself. Okay, and you've been doing it for a year, and you try to do a beat a day. So how many tracks, how many beats do you put out now? Like one a week?
Like I have, at the moment I'm doing it daily, but only since a week or something like that. And before that, I uploaded like sometimes once a week. Every time I got something, like I said, okay, people should hear that. And now I'm trying to produce every day something that people should hear. And I have something like I do sometimes, I do 4 beats a day or something like that. When I get some time, when I get like 8 hours, I will do 4 beats or 5 beats. And then I will save them for the next day, maybe when I don't get the time to make a beat
So
on the
what are
spot.
you trying to do right now? Are you just trying to get people to hear your beats, or are you trying to get artists to use your beats and so people start hearing your name associated
So
with different rappers?
first off, should they should go to my page, actually, because as well, a part of a gang. I told that. I have a crew like that. I have a crew, and I'm hoping to make my crew pop up a bit more, like having a bit more influence, like having a bit more attention in the game, and as well for my own person, actually. So I don't, yeah, I don't. I would like to be featured on big artists or something like that, but that's not the go-to thing. I want to make me and my crew a bit more famous and to
So just you want to get people to go to your
get
page and your crew's page.
Just we're doing.
Oh, you bro, you just froze up.
Okay, again.
Yeah. Okay, so can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want people to go to your page and your cruise page. So what are you doing to expose yourself? Do you go and like a bunch of photos on Instagram to get people to see that you liked it and then maybe they check you out? Do you send a lot of direct messages? Do you make a lot of comments to try to get people, like, what do you do to get
It's
more
like
people to see you?
I did some at some point. I did like that comment spamming bullshit, but I'm off that now actually because I guess it's not that cool.
What do you mean comment
And
spamming?
yeah, I was like, I don't know, search the hashtag like trap or something like that and just comment like a hey, cool video or something like that
That's
and
okay.
hope. Hope to, yeah, but it's like spamming as well. I guess I don't know what I'm that confident to do
Yeah,
that
I
to
don't
get
do
attention,
comments.
you
I do a
know?
lot of direct messages.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get more attention by just posting every day and get caught up in the hashtag section like that. So when somebody is like looking at the, I don't know, hashtag Lofi page that they see my video on there.
Do
So one day
you
we'll
know
maybe
those you know
follow.
those visual equalizers?
Yeah, for sure.
How come you don't use those? Because in your Instagram, it's just a photo. For every beat you put up, it's just a photo, right?
Don't know, it was the idea that behind that was actually it should be a bit more minimalistic, you know? I want my picture and my name, and I had like 1 month ago or something like that, I had videos uploaded with some effects on them, so they, yeah, I don't know, like an 80s glitch effect and something like that. But I don't use them right now because I want to keep it minimalistic, actually. So the people focus on the music, not on the video. It's like my, yeah. But maybe at one point I considered it, and when I will put something up on YouTube, I will use that equalizer stuff. So,
Well, on
but
YouTube, so the equalizer thing, that's been around forever. That's not new.
yeah,
Not at all.
actually, yeah.
It's not new at all. It's the oldest trick in the book, and they haven't gotten better. The equalizers, they're always just a circle. It's always the same equalizer.
I know.
You do see different variations sometimes, like Trap City on YouTube, Trap City. Like,
Yeah, I know.
you know how they always have an equalizer on every song? Yeah, constantly. It's because, you know why? It's because it makes you more likely to just sit and watch it than if it's a picture. That's just basic. So, you know.
I started like writing a text under the video, actually a big description with thoughts I had when I made the beat,
Wow.
because beats are normally the thing I sometimes like, yeah, I put my thoughts into them beats. It's like, and so I put the thoughts under the video as well, so you can read something while you're just watching
But if you
or
scroll down
listening.
to read the caption, are you still listening to the video? I don't think so.
Actually, a bit like a bit, yes. I don't know. I
A
don't.
bit?
That is, I
Let's
guess
let
yes.
me check. Let me see
If I
here.
guess if you have one of the videos in the feed, you will still listen to it.
Oh, while you're
But
reading the
if you're
caption?
on, yeah,
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Well, dude, I just think visual equalizers are the craziest ROI, because you could get one for $5. They're not expensive. Fiverr.com, whatever, you can get one for $5, and you have a whole selection to choose from. You could choose this one or this one, different styles, and then you just upload that 1 minute clip, man.
You think that would
Don't you think it'd make people way more likely to, you'd get way more views. I think you'd start getting double the views immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should try it, you say?
Oh, dude.
Okay, maybe I'll try that one day.
And anyone listening that puts up music to it's hard to make a legit video. So if you don't have a video for the song, I think 100%. I think putting a visualizer instead of just a picture, I think that's such an obvious, I don't know why, unless you haven't thought of it, like, I don't know why people just aren't doing that because they're beautiful. They just look good. Anyway, so what do you use? Ableton?
No, FL Studio.
Mm.
I see. Like pretty mainstream, but I like it. It's like, yeah, I like it. It's my flow. So I used before that a freeware. It's called Linux Multimedia Studio or something like that.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty much the same as FL Studio. Only FL Studio is a bit more smooth. So yeah, I haven't get to used to yeah. Used to it, so I'm all right.
FL
I was all right.
Studio, yeah, I feel like people who make like rap or rap music tend to use FL Studio, whereas people who make
Yeah.
like DJ like Tiesto shit, like trance or techno or whatever, it's more like
Yeah.
Ableton, right?
But actually, like Hardwell and something like that, some people like that use FL as well, I
Oh,
guess.
really?
I haven't seen a video, yeah, like Martin Garrix and stuff, somebody like that. Martin Garrix used FL Studio, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, dude, FL Studio has everything you need, right?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you learn how to use it? You just taught yourself?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Like, just practicing, or did you watch, like,
Yeah.
instruction videos on YouTube?
Nah, that's kind of boring.
Really? You
I
just.
did it myself. Yeah, I did
Wow.
it myself. Mainly, it's like
And do you have one of those plug-in keyboards?
I have, but it's not around. It's in the studio. We have a studio actually, so it's in the studio.
Do you find that you prefer that, or do you find that you just like your keyboard, your computer?
I'm all right with the keyboard, but I guess that MIDI keyboard is kind of better.
Just
But it's
kind
not,
of.
yeah, it's not all the time around, you know, and sometimes I don't really use the record function as well, so I just put them up
So when you
and
produce, it's just you and your computer and maybe a MIDI keyboard.
yeah, or like when I'm in the studio I'm producing beats for my homies, yeah, the whole crew is behind me and talking about the beat and it's
Do
like
you have a
that's
mic?
pretty dope. I have a mic
Oh, I
right
see.
there
So
and we have
what do you use that for?
yeah sometimes the vocals, but I mean yeah, I don't know. The environment over here is not that good. So we have a recording studio. So whenever I want to record a vocal, I go to the studio and record just there. So sometimes I use it for like some ad libs or some after work or something like that. Yeah.
You know what I like, man? You know what? Ooh, I don't know why I said like. I meant to say love. You know what I fucking love? Just a good vocal in a trap song or a beat. It
Yeah.
makes such a difference. Like
Yeah.
maybe like distorted and fucked up, so you have no idea what it's really saying, but it's just like a
Yeah.
vocal, and it's like,
Or
ooh, that's so nice.
pitch and chop. Yeah, I know.
Like a
I
perfect
did that.
example, sorry to interrupt, but a perfect example is
Yeah.
the intro. The song's called Intro from DJ Snake's second last album. I forget what it's
Okay.
called. The one with,
I don't
the
know.
one with Savage and, whatever. From 2 or 3 years ago. Metropolitan, is it called maybe? The one where he's like walking into a subway.
No
Anyway,
idea.
so if you just look up Intro, it's like the intro track to the album, but it's literally the best song on the album. And it's just got this vocal in it that's like, if you just listen to that, you'll know exactly what I mean. So do you ever do that? Do you ever just.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I did that. I did that, and I will do it in the future, of course. Yeah, I love that. I love chopped up vocals, pitched vocals. That's awesome. And I have some people around me that can really sing, and I should use them more often for like, hey, you sing that verse, and they sing that, and I can chop it up perfectly.
So for the next 12 months, what do you see yourself doing? Are you starting to like make your own, like bring in your own, like put out more of your own music, or are you just going to continue
Yes.
to make beats for other people?
It's a little bit of both, I guess. It's for me, it's like I will do my demo tape in the next, I don't know, 5 months or something like that. and then I will upload it and we'll send it to skate shops and shit like that, like just to get some attention. And I will produce the beats for the demo tapes of my crew, and I will go on uploading on Instagram, of course. And I hope to have like next year, like 10K would be nice on Instagram, actually. That would be, I mean, I'm on Instagram now for like, let's say, yeah, half a year or something like that. And yeah, I got 2,000 now. I mean, 10,000 could be possible actually for the next year. That would be cool. And like on SoundCloud, putting up new projects. Yeah, that's the next year, actually. Maybe having some live acts in our town or something like that. Like in Berlin, that's pretty cool.
Damn, what's your crew called?
BSG.
BSG, Berlin Sound Group. What does it stand for?
Close to a Blown Smoke Gang.
Blown Smoke Gang. Oh shit,
Because we're
dude.
all blowing kind of smokes, you know that? Like, I got my vaporizer, and everybody else is smoking hookah or some other shit, you know?
Dude, I want to get you fucking, I want to see what kind of beats you make when you're fucking high out of your brain, dude. I want to see you
Yeah, I
hit
would
that
like to.
bong and make fucking beats. Have you
Yeah,
ever?
everybody told me that.
Okay, everyone tells you that? Yeah, it's because it's true.
Yeah, actually, yes. It's like, hey, buddy, you have to smoke when you're doing hip hop. And I'm
Especially
like,
you,
fucking, I can't.
because
Yeah.
your body's not, you have no defenses for it. So even a
Yeah.
tiny amount, boo, you'd be fucking making the best music of your life, dude. Wow. Dude, that's crazy. So it's 9 p.m.
Yeah, it
Dude,
actually is.
that's pretty bizarre. I want to let you go, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna keep talking to you for a couple minutes, okay?
All right, I got some
Okay,
time.
cool. So, dude, what do you think about the JFK assassination?
Oh, what a question. I don't know. I'm not in that much into it, actually.
Are you aware of the conspiracy theory?
kind of, I heard of it, actually. I heard of it, but it's like not
So, okay, so
all of
you don't know much about it. Well,
it.
the
No.
idea, the mainstream theory that the government tells us is that Lee Harvey Oswald alone, he was this fucking like Cuban supporter, this like communist guy who just for his own reasons, his own personal reasons, he just really wanted to kill the president because he was like, oh, I hate the president, like whatever. He was just a crazy guy. Lee Harvey Oswald was this crazy communist, radical communist who just for political, like he just whatever. He killed Kennedy to like for whatever. So that's what they tell us, that this one guy killed him. But the more you look into it, and if you watch the JFK movie called JFK, directed by Oliver Stone, great director. I just saw that movie, and when you watch that movie, and when you really look into the details, it really looks more and more like Lee Harvey Oswald was just one person among many people that the CIA used to, in a black operation, like special operations, like classified shit, to kill the president because the president was putting up roadblocks to more wars, and he was trying to make government smaller. He tried to shut down the CIA. He tried to do all these things, make the military smaller, stop going to war in Vietnam, all these things that would have made the people who are invested in the military, it would have made them lose all their money. And they don't want to do that. So they just are like, let's kill him and we could stop the problems right there. So that's probably what happened. But if you say that, people call you a conspiracy theorist. But, I mean, what do you think?
Oh, buddy, I have no idea of that topic, actually.
Bro, I think the government killed him. I think the government killed him, and I think if you watch JFK, there'll be no confusion. I really think more people should watch that. That movie is fucking 3 hours of just facts. It's really like a documentary. It's fascinating. All right, so I recommend JFK. What's a conspiracy theory that you believe in? Illuminati?
I don't know if there is such thing actually. I
Come
mean,
on, dude. For example,
it's like
yeah, there's tons of conspiracies, man. You know, like our phones are listening to us. You ever talk about something and then you get an ad for it on your computer the next day?
but actually that might actually happen. I don't know if that is actually a theory. It's like, I guess it's really happening. But that's quite normal, I guess. It's like Google is watching you, you know?
Google's watching us, Facebook is
Yeah, I
watching
mean,
us.
if that is a theory, yes, I believe in that. It's pretty, yeah, common to me
So you
that
think it's very
somebody's
possible?
talking about something.
Do you think right
Yeah,
now
it should.
my phone is
Could
recording
be
me right now? Do you think so?
like not recording, I guess, but it could be, yes.
It
So you
could
get
be.
like, so you get the ads that you ever wanted. Yeah, I don't
It's,
know.
man, I've had times in my life where I've talked about just obscure specific things, and then within 24 or 48 hours, I fucking get ads for it on YouTube or ads for it on Google or something. And it's like, how could that be possible?
There was actually a documentary about that, a German documentary, but I didn't watch it yet. But I will watch it at some point. And it's like, yeah, but it could be possible. Definitely, yes. I guess that shouldn't be a hard thing for mobile producers
It's definitely,
to have that
bro.
function.
They're always listening to us. Do you like documentaries?
Yes, actually, yes. But I rather watch like something about like deep sea or something like that.
Deep
That's pretty
sea.
cool. That's pretty cool. Or like, yeah, history shit is also pretty nice.
So deep sea as in like the ocean? Oh. So
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty cool.
what interests you about that?
Don't know, it's fascinating, you know. It's like, yeah, it's like a big part of our Earth. But nobody ever could tell what's down there. And that's pretty cool.
Wow.
You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
it's like it's more than half of the earth, right?
Yeah, actually, yes. And it's like, nobody knows what's down there, and that's cool. Like, big Kraken. How you
Wow.
say Kraken? You
The
say
Kraken,
Kraken?
yeah. Do you think
Kraken, yeah, is that right?
maybe that is real? And it lives deep in the ocean?
I mean, there are some big krakens, I guess. There have to be, but I don't know how big they are.
Just squids, right? Giant octopus or giant squid?
Yeah, it's like that. So it's like there are some whales with some marks from the there are some round things on the
Like big
tail,
suction
on the
cups?
tails. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly that. And they have
Oh,
like
wow.
half a meter big thing on their head, and it's like that's pretty intense.
Dude, I'm cold as fuck. People say vodka warms you up, right? I'm cold as fuck. By the way, what's the weather in Germany right now?
It's winter. I
Winter.
hate
Yeah.
winter. Winter is awful. It's like actually we don't use Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit?
You
Is that
do?
English? Yeah, I guess so. No, we don't.
Oh,
So
fuck.
actually I have no idea what Fahrenheit it is right now, but it's like
Fuck.
cheers again.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like
Celsius?
0 degree Celsius right now.
What is zero? Oh, that's 32. Okay.
Yeah, it
That's
might be.
freezing. Yeah, see, that's the one thing I know is that
Yeah.
freezing is 32 for us for some reason. It's like, why 32? When you think about it, that makes no sense. It should be zero.
Actually, yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, I guess
obvious.
so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, it just logically it makes sense. Anyway, so fuck, dude. Oh yeah, that's fascinating because the ocean is so big, and it's only been 50, 60, 70 years that we've had submarines, that could go
Yes. Yeah.
underwater. And it's possible that there are areas that we haven't, I mean, are there areas that we have not explored yet? Is that real?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Because I would think that we
Yes,
have
because
explored everything.
the pressure is way too big down there. Like,
Oh,
the pressure is
yeah.
too big for submarines and stuff like that.
That deep. So deep.
Yeah.
Huh. So, what do you think exists? What do you think exists? Kraken? You think Kraken is real? See, that's a conspiracy theory. That's what conspiracy theory means. Maybe not.
That's a soft one, actually.
Yeah, it's actually not a conspiracy
You
theory
know?
at all.
Yeah,
Anyway,
so like.
so what else? What other animals could there be?
Like. I actually have no idea how they're called in English. Yeah, big sharks and something like that. So deep
Oh,
sea sharks
yeah.
and some cool shit. But I don't know. I mean, that with the.
That'd be
With the big
fun.
crack, it could be real, but the big sharks could be pretty cool. Or like. There was a trash movie. It's called Piranha in Germany. What's Piranha in English? I have no idea. Is there such a word? Do you
No.
know that? Piranha? Piranha?
Oh yeah, piranha,
It's
yeah.
like those. Yeah, actually that. And that was a trash film. That was pretty cool. That
Oh,
was
I
like there was a
remember that. Yeah.
crack under the earth in the sea. It
Yeah, that was
was
stupid. That was stupid.
totally stupid, but it's kind of cool.
What do you think about the idea that Earth's orbit around the galaxy takes it through clusters of comets and asteroids, which hit the Earth? So, in a cycle of maybe every 12,000 years, the Earth gets hit by asteroids and shit, and it like almost makes people go extinct. It almost makes us like civilization. We start over from hunter-gatherers. What do you think about that?
I mean, that could be. I mean, that's what happened to the dinosaurs, right? Yeah, so maybe we won't face it in our lifetime, but that could be possible that will happen again, actually. Of course. Why not? I mean, yeah, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think,
I don't think it would happen in our lifetime, actually. So
you
it's
know what's
just
funny?
100 years. It's
Right.
like, well, 80 years is like that small.
Well, you know
Whatever.
what's really fascinating, man? Have you heard of Göbekli Tepe? It's just one of these,
No.
yeah, so there's like inscriptions on Göbekli Tepe, and basically, if you just read The Magicians of the Gods by Graham Hancock, it's all this evidence which suggests that the Earth does get hit by asteroids on a cyclical basis, and that ancient cultures knew about this and like put this into myths and legends and stories to try to make sure that people never forgot it and like whatever. And so anyway, like I don't know, man. I'm trying to think why I brought that up in the first place. Oh yeah, 'cause like if that's true, everyone talks about the one that wiped out the dinosaurs, but I
Yeah.
think it happens way more often than that. And if it does, which by the way, Atlantis, the story of Atlantis?
No.
You've never heard of Atlantis?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's just pronounced in English. It's kind of weird for me, but yes, I heard of it. Yeah,
Right,
of
okay.
course.
So, Plato, that comes from Plato, the Greek philosopher Plato. And he gave us a specific date. Yeah, we think it's a made-up story, it's fake, but he gave us a
Yeah.
specific date for when Atlantis died off. And ironically, when when geologists dig in the ice core samples and they look at shit going on in the earth, by it tells you by date when you look in the samples. They could see that around the exact time that Plato said that Atlantis, got wiped out, at that exact time, 12,800 years ago, we can see that there was crazy shit happening. and most likely we got hit by comets because the temperature of the Earth very quickly got super cold. We were emerging from an ice age, and then right at this specific time, 12,800 years ago, the temperature of the Earth, it started getting super cold again. It was like a mini ice age that lasted 1,000 years. And ironically, that's exactly when Plato, who lived 2,000 years ago, that's when he said it went extinct. So it's like, it looks like maybe, what if that's a real story? What if it's not fake? What if that's real? Because like we now have evidence that there was floods and it was, freezing temperatures all over the earth and crazy shit, rising sea levels or whatever. So Atlantis might be real.
Yeah, might be. Yeah,
Dude,
I mean,
I am way too high right now.
I
This is fucked up, dude. You should have
guess
fucking saved me, man. You should have said something.
so.
Tried to change the subject.
Oh,
Now I don't even know why I brought that up. Oh, 'cause like if Earth gets hit a lot, we should live elsewhere, Humans
no.
should we should probably move to like Mars or shit like that, Right? It just makes sense. 'Cause then if Earth gets hit, the people on Mars, they could go and help out and whatever.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, of
Yeah.
course. But they're working on that. They're working on that right now, right?
I don't
There are
know.
people flying to Mars in like 2020 or something like that, or
Oh, really?
25, I guess so, yeah, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, dude,
Like
that's perfect, man.
50 people flying to Mars and live there forever. Like they won't come back.
Oh, well, we need them to be able to come back.
They
You
want to
know?
build a civilization there. No, they won't come back. They it's like a
Too
life
far.
mission, lifetime mission, I guess so, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I don't. Huh?
Do you think life is a simulation?
No.
You don't?
Actually not, and even if I'm pretty good. No.
It doesn't make a difference to you?
Not
Yeah.
really.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't?
I don't know. I watched this dude Tom Campbell on YouTube, and when you're really high, and you got some free time, it is so fun to watch Tom Campbell, dude, and just watch him talk about how it's most likely that this is just like, the double slit experiment. Dude, when you really look into the double slit experiment,
Yeah, I know.
you're aware of that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, which show in the And the conclusion of the double slit experiment is that particles aren't really particles. Particles are just probability distributions.
Yeah, I know. That's
So
kind of crazy, right?
well, yeah, that's fucking insane. And it implies that physical reality kind of is derived from something that's more fundamental, which is like implies it's a simulation. It just seems it's possible. It could be, right? It could be a very complex computer game, right?
Yeah, it could be, actually. Yeah, why not? I mean, the possibility is given. Yeah.
I mean, bro, when you dream and you wake up and you're like, "Oh, that was just a dream." You can't tell it's a dream because it's so realistic, right? So right there we have evidence that you might not know it's fake even if you're in it, right? You can't tell.
Yeah.
That's what dreams are crazy, right?
Dreams are pretty crazy. About
Do you ever
yeah,
remember your dreams?
I had a long time, like when I was 18 or something like that, I never remembered my dreams. To that age, I just slept like a normal person, had no dreams, like I had really no dreams. And right now it's like a big mix of yeah, having some weird dreams or sometimes I'm lucid dreaming and stuff like that. It's like kind of crazy. You know lucid dreaming? Lucid dreaming,
Dude,
that's like
that's
that. That's
fascinating.
the thing, right? That's
Fascinating,
pretty
yeah.
cool. Sometimes I guess that's because I played a lot of video games so, in the
You do
past.
that? You lucid dream?
Yeah, sometimes. It's like
Wow.
I played so many video games and at some point, yeah, I was able to control my dreams. And I have a actually I have a friend of mine who's dreaming and she can control her dream at any point. She always controls her dreams. And the thing is, she don't want to dream and she thinks, Okay, I'm in a dream right now, and she goes to next cliff and kills herself in the dream every time. That's pretty not normal, right? But that's pretty cool.
Whoa,
Yeah.
dude. So every
Cool,
time she
right?
dreams, she just kills
Yeah.
herself, and then what? She wakes up? Or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty cool,
Wow, dude.
right? Possibilities,
And
yeah.
she kills herself because she knows that
In the
it's
dream.
fake. She knows it's
Yeah, she
fake.
knows. Hey, it's a dream. I can kill myself right now.
Why
And
would you
that's
want to kill
pretty much,
yourself?
I guess, because it's maybe the only thing you can't do in real life. Like, you can, but you won't. You can't do it twice.
Right.
I guess that might be it. I
Wow,
don't know.
that's fascinating. But you
Yeah,
lucid dream, so what do you do when you lucid dream?
it's like normally I'm like I don't know, like
You buy a Mustang, just
no,
go fuck a bunch
I'm
of
pretty
American
I
girls.
can no, that's not like that. I'm limited in the things I can do actually. It's like
Oh.
I can talk to somebody and I
Yeah.
can walk around and something like that, but I can't change the place normally or the location and something like that.
Oh,
You know, that
fuck.
would be cool. Buying a Mustang, I don't know, driving around or something like that. That would be cool, but it's not like that.
So it's not really a full lucid dream.
That's not no, yeah, actually not. But I know that I'm dreaming and I know that I can move things like that. I can move myself, speak and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just want to point out if people are watching this on YouTube and it looks like I'm like moving around a lot or shaking, I am. It's so fucking cold in this house that I'm literally like, you know, when it's so cold, your body just involuntary like trembling. That's what's
Yeah,
happening to me.
shaking.
Yeah, I'm literally like shaking. It's so fucking cold. Anyway.
What degree is it at your place?
In this fucking house right now, it's probably, I don't know, 60, 55, 60, I don't know.
And outside?
Outside, it's probably 24.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's like -2 Celsius, -3,
Yeah,
whatever.
sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, man, lucid dreams, that's beautiful. I think if you could lucid dream every night, full 100% lucid dream, life would be so much more fun. 'Cause you get to live life and then every
Yeah.
night while you're resting, you get to do anything.
Whatever you want, yeah, that would be pretty cool
Not
actually.
just
Yeah.
live, not just keep living life, but now it's like better life. You could do anything.
I guess at some point you don't want to come back to real life, I guess. You just want to stay in bed and sleep and dream, I guess, when you can do whatever you want in your dreams. So I guess at some point you won't come back to real life. Like, or you don't want to come back to real life. So if yeah, because you can do whatever you want in your dreams, why should you go back to real life? You
Exactly.
know?
Like Inception, exactly. Or like The Matrix, right?
Yeah,
So, oh no. No, did I just lose my thought? Did I just really lose my thought? Oh no. If you could do anything, you know, maybe in 30 years, they have virtual realities that are so complicated that you can create worlds and just do, you could be God and you could do whatever you want. You could experience anything that you want. So let's say you do that. You know, I don't even need to ask you what would you do, because whatever, you do whatever you want. But once you could do whatever you want for infinity, then what would you do then? Then nothing would be fun anymore, because you could do anything. There's never a
I guess
challenge.
so. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that would be kind of boring, actually.
Yeah, at a point it would actually become boring, right?
Yeah, because if you can do whatever the fuck you want, so you. It's like. Yeah, you don't have to work for shit that hard anymore. And if you work for the things that you reach one day for your goals, work for your goals and plans, that's pretty intense as well.
Right,
Not
it's
only
like.
reaching your goals is awesome, but working for them is also pretty cool. You know?
Exactly. So my thought is that soon, you know, we already have computer games where it's a sandbox style or open style. You could do
Yeah.
whatever you want. But in 30, 40 years, we're going to have virtual reality versions where you could experience anything you want for infinity. So once that happens, and then like we just said, that gets boring. Because once you could do everything, all of a sudden nothing means anything anymore. So then what you would probably do at that point is you'd say, huh, you know what? You know what I
Wasn't
want to
normal
do
life
next?
cool? Yeah.
You know,
Wasn't
but
normal life cool as well?
yeah,
Yeah, it was.
what about if I have to like work for something? What if I put myself, what if the next game I play is I actually have to work for the things I do, and like I try not to die, and I try to achieve a lot. Ooh, maybe that would be fun. And so the idea is that's what we're doing now. And then if that's what we're doing now, then this is a simulation, and this is just, right? It's possible.
Might be.
Might
I
be.
don't
All right.
know.
Well, dude, thank you for being on the show today.
No problem, buddy.
All right, I'm
Yeah,
sorry I
I
couldn't.
enjoyed it. I appreciate it as well.
Oh,
I
that's
really
good, man.
appreciate
I hope you enjoyed
it.
it.
Yeah,
So,
of course.
could you do me a favor and well, first of all, tell people how to find you. How do they find you on Instagram?
On Instagram, at Jay Hennessy. All small altogether, and Hennessy with an E instead of an Y. Hennessy.
Fuck
Yep,
yeah.
Jay Hennessy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And YouTube, same.
It's exactly the same. Yeah,
Okay.
exactly the same. On SoundCloud and YouTube. Yeah.
So could you write down my email right now? It's
Your email.
yeah. Well, it's actually the same one as this except Gmail. So AidenFerrin@gmail. And could you
Okay.
email me two of your songs?
What songs do you want to have?
Whatever you want. I'm gonna play it in the beginning and the end.
All right, we can do
Yeah.
that.
So
Yes, I
just
will.
so email me whatever you want. And dude, thank you for being on the show today. I would love to talk to you again, man. Your English is so
Yeah.
fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, we
I'll
had a
practice.
we
I'll
talked for an hour and a
practice.
half.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
good.
All right.
Okay,
Thanks.
man. Have a good night,
Okay,
and
buddy.
I'll talk to you later.
Same. Yeah, same. Hit me up.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are stunning, make me feel like zip tight hands, but it's not that I unlike things that you're doing in my life. One time with your body and I strike, cause I'm hitting on you like a psych, city to city, but bitches I hit it, faded little leg, it's stick it, be sure that I got yourself with that shit, cause we fit, I won't quit it. Come baby, come with me on a sick trip, zig with me, lip tip on me, set you free, and then ride with me, ride with me. Baby, put my name in the sand. I'ma put your name in the sky. 1 week's on the bike, like 1 week in the high life. Side by side, by the next morning, I say goodbye. See you next week at my place, and you know why. I should tell you that I miss you and I can't lie. But usually I'm more dry. I will never make you cry. But when I'm with you, I'ma get the feeling that I can't close my eyes and fly. Two of us in the last row of the school bus, discuss about life and all the sick stuff. Lose my way, but I won't adjust. I'm feeling safe, cause I know you first. Love me like a lover, love me like a mistress. Get me laid in your prom dress. Do whatever the fuck you want to do on me, I will never be upset. Best on, love you, love the sundown. Love you through the night without the condom. Up in town, swinging with my hand on the dance ground for you, cause I'm way too happy when you around. Baby, put my name in the sand. I'ma put your name in the sky. 1 week's on the bike, like 1 week in the high life. Side by side, by the next morning, I say goodbye. See you next week at my place, and you know why. I should tell you that I miss you and I can't lie. But usually I'm more dry. I will never make you cry. But when I'm with you, I'ma get the feeling that I can't close my eyes and fly. Word to zero, music 200. feeling like Sub-Zero, we're moving to blinded. Gin and juice, dance the blues, you got the moves, line to line, my stuff is new, let me prove that I found my shoes. Can't really sleep without you, can't really breathe without you, and I know that you've been searching for a guy like me for your whole life. You know that I've been searching somebody like you for my whole life. Since we got us, your smile is shining bright. I wanna see you give me more life, feeling free while being so close tonight. I don't got no type, but since I know you, you're mine. There's only one woman I like, you are my type. You are my type. Baby, put my name in the sand, I'ma put your name in the sky. When we gonna buy 1 week in a high life, side by side. But the next morning I say goodbye, see you next week at my place. And you know why I should tell you that I miss you, but it's not what I say. Cause usually I'm more dry, but I will never make you cry. Worse when I'm with you, I got the feelings that I can't close. Close my eyes and fly. Baby, put my name in the sand, I'ma put your name in the sky. 1 week's on the bike, 1 week in a hot life, side by side. By the next morning I say goodbye, see you next week at my place. And you know why I should tell you that I miss you, but it's not what I say. Cause usually I'm all dry, but I will never make you cry. Cause when I'm with you I get the feeling that I can't close my eyes and fly, and fly, and fly, and fly.